Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy. It's Rob Pitson Studio. And, of course, we still have our happy, somewhat, hot rodding couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, yo?
What's happening?
So, we're talking about SUVs. And I mean, I want to tell you something. The price of these things have gone insane. Because, and a lot of that, the market has kind of set you up on it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You need more. You need this. You need this. You need this. It's went from something very simple utility to not so much utility and just loaded out.
Well, yeah, there's no sport to it at all.
No. There's no sport at all. It's all luxury.
Yeah.
And then there have high performance editions like the Jeep Trackhawk.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you need a 700 horsepower Jeep?
No.
You got to get over the mountains to get to Starbucks.
I want to tell you something. You know, my Uncle Leroy was in Vietnam. He had an Army Jeep with 54 horsepower, and it took him everywhere he needed to go. Do you really need a Jeep with 700 horsepower? No, you don't need a Jeep with 700 horsepower, but it's out there just in case you do. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, there's nothing worse than being late for your nail appointment or soccer practice.
Yeah. Right?
There's nothing worse than having your ice cream melt on the way back from the grocery store.
And, I mean, you got 700 horsepower. You ain't got to worry about none of that.
No. The only thing in the world is making a payment on that thing.
I'm worried about the insurance. I ain't worried about the payment.
And them, too. That insurance is going to... I'm stuttering. It's making me feel so bad.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, and then you got Lamborghini. And I'm not even sure I could say on the radio what the name of this thing is.
I ain't even gonna try. I'll murder it.
I couldn't pronounce it.
Yeah, last time I heard that word, somebody they were having it removed.
It was like in eighth grade education class.
Yeah, exactly. It was one of them deals, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know Lamborghini made a uterus. But anyway. But it's a, but I mean, this thing is this wild. We actually had a local preacher buy one of these things.
Yeah.
The congregation went nuts.
Yeah, this that thing didn't was a turn big, out too good.
This was actually a huge story on Facebook. I mean, like, it blew, went viral. This guy bought like a $200,000 Lamborghini, and he works at this local church. And keep in mind, New Greenville, South Carolina is a big town, but it's not that big of a town.
No.
Especially where he was at, because he was in like, what, Piedmont or Powdersville or something like that.
He was in a smaller kind of suburb of Greenville. But, I mean, that's the thing that's crazy is this guy's riding around a $200,000 Lamborghini SUV.
And he's a preacher.
What's up in there? And again, I'm still on the line where it's like I told Breezy, look, this dude is a preacher. Yes, he's a man of God. Yes, but he still gets paid to do that job.
He does. And you know what? At the end of the day, you know, he can do the Lord's work faster in a Lamborghini.
Exactly. I mean, when you check them church's book or that church's books, if the money was on, you ain't got nothing to say about what he's doing.
I'm just saying. You put the money in the plate.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's the way I feel about it.
You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Hey,
now he works in European sports cars and SUVs.
If my preacher man was driving a Lamborghini, I'd be like, what's up, buddy?
That's kind of pimp. I ain't going to lie.
Can I ride in it?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, well, he paid for it. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, I ain't going to eat it or anything, but you know what I'm saying. Are we having them couple talks?
I don't know what
y'all
she
doing.
Giving,
eye talk, ain't you?
She was giving me them crooked looks over here. I don't know what she's talking about.
No, I was thinking, you know, I should get a Lamborghini.
No.
Listen, no. What you need is, almost. I'm trying to think what they call it. What they call the laser eye surgery? You need that
LASIK.
LASIK.
There you go.
You need LASIK before you get a Lamborghini.
I almost said you almost need that lactose. What you call it? Done your eyes.
Nah, so you can't be having a Lamborghini because see, when you get the Lamborghini, our friends is going to look at us crooked, and then they're going to leave us, and then we're going to be stuck without a Lamborghini.
And then Smitty going, I'm going to have street cred no more.
Exactly.
He ain't going to be that guy.
I ain't going to have the homeboy. They're going to get a homeboy to homeboy hookup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Because you can ride up in a Lambo because they all. Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah, you
so
talked
true.
Me down on this little Chevy Extreme over here, but you can buy a Lambo. See people looking at me crooked and everything else now.
Yeah, well, we can be like, we still pay rent.
Yeah, yeah, but it don't matter. Because we're going to be lying to them.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I grew up in a single wide trailer. My dad drove a new Corvette. That was kind of like every, so I mean, it works.
We bought a Lamborghini. We ain't got to worry about rent.
We stay in it. We live in it.
You better hope mom and dad are going to let us move in. That's the thing.
You know, there's worse things than living with you folks. I mean.
Hey, well, I know daddy let us move in because he's a car guy just like we are, so.
I'd be like, let me take it for a spin. Hey, we're good.
I'm like, you can take it to the gym every morning. I don't care. Drop Breezy off at work. Pick her up.
Probably for the best because you know she can't see.
Exactly.
She can't see at night. She can't see in the morning. She's going to drive. She kind of like a. Not, the gremlin was the mean green one. I'm talking about the little fuzzy one when they're still cute. Like you can't feed her after midnight.
Gizmo.
There you go.
God almighty, have you ever tried to not feed that woman?
Yeah, I'm with you there. You better feed her when she's hungry. She gets mad.
Exactly.
I tell you what, she may not see what she's hitting at, but she'll get you sooner or
she'll
later.
She'll get you sooner or later.
She got that kamikaze style of fighting. Yeah, she might hit, start swinging.
She might hit every trash can and pitch her on the wall, but she's going to get it. After everything's in the floor and you standing up, she's going to be able to see you.
She got like a tornado, you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, Lord, she got that shotgun effect. You know?
Yeah. All right, back to SUVs.
So, but I mean, like I said, I mean, we got, and they got a Rolls Royce SUV.
That Rolls Royce, $325,000. That is redonkulous.
But you know,
and it's ugly.
And it is.
Yeah, it's not.
You know what
pretty.
Though? At that kind of, you know, at that price point, it don't matter.
I mean, yeah, it don't.
You're not buying it for its ruggedness or its good looks. You're buying it because you can.
Yeah, exactly. Because the B's stay straight up as you go down the road.
Well, it'll be the RRs on that one.
The Bentley's. We ain't got to the Bentley.
We ain't got to the Bentley.
Yeah, I called up.
What up? The RR stays up.
But you know what I'm saying. I mean, that's the thing. And then they take those wheels off and put, you know, 30-inch Lorenzos on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Main.
Yeah, you can keep that
who buys this?
I mean, it's hard out here for a pimp.
When he's trying to make his money for the rent.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying. Like these are, you know, I mean, like, who buys these things?
Nobody in Greenville, I promise you that.
T-Pain ain't even buying this stuff anymore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, T-Pain couldn't afford Burger King before Masked Singer. Now, all of a sudden, I guess he's back in the Lambo business. But you know what I'm saying.
T-Pain couldn't afford a G-Wagon either. No. But that's for a whole nother show.
That is a story in itself right there. We'll keep out on the hush because we might still hem that one together.
Yeah.
So, but you know what I'm saying? Like these are... You know, like this is not like SUVs anymore. These are just like high dollar hatchbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I mean, some of these.
You're not going to take it off road.
No.
No.
And some of these high end ones have like reclining back seats and champagne chillers.
I'm going to tell you something. If I'm driving and my seat don't recline, I sure as ain't riding somebody around with their seat reclined. No. My name ain't James. I ain't pushing you around.
They have. Volvo has a. It's called the Diamond Edition. For it's an SUV, and man, this thing is straight class, dude. I mean, everything in there, like a bunch of your knobs and little accessories and stuff, are like crystals, like diamond crystals.
In a Volvo.
In the back seat, instead of having cup holders, it has two champagne chillers that you can set a champagne bottle in between your two reclining seats. I mean, this thing is top notch all the way down.
And it's a Volvo?
A Volvo. I seen one at the shop when I was working at over there.
So you still got, like, you got all these pimp accessories in a Volvo.
And the safest car on the road with a forklift motor in it.
I'm going to tell you something. Like, and I'm going to tell you something. I ain't never seen no man in a Volvo picking up chicks.
Uh-uh.
You can ride up and be like, I got a champagne chiller. Psh, fool. I knew I should have got a Lamborghini. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, why would you buy that? Like, there's no sex appeal about a Volvo.
And no, it wasn't, because on the outside it looked like a Volvo SUV.
Yeah,
but if you open up the door,
it's got a champagne. It needs to be the safest car on the road. Has got a champagne chiller.
Yeah,
you're promoting drinking and driving. It better be safe.
It's in the back seat.
I guess the people in the back.
Oh, it's in the back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't pass it between the two front seats. It's like 4 foot away from you.
I guess you can have a sip.
Yeah, you can have a sip.
Taste this. I don't think it's fresh.
Can you twirl and sniff right quick?
Just swish it around, spit it out. All right, guys, hang tight. We're talking hot class SUVs right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, as always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple in search of a sport utility vehicle, Smitty and Breezy.
Sup, y'all?
What up, what up?
Y'all so gangsta.
Gangsta.
Like, I come off like Richie Cunningham. And y'all are here like straight up Kumo D.
You
know y'all like Kid and Play.
You know how we roll?
I'm Kid. He's Play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of them's dead.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
It's Play.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Ain't playing.
Sorry.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Which one was the mixed kid?
I don't know. I don't know which one was.
It's Kid.
He's alive, though. It's the other one's dead, right?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, it's the other one.
Yeah, Kid was the one with the flat top.
The flat top, yeah.
Would like to step on it and stuff.
Yeah.
He had the flat top with the spiral staircase in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, and he's still alive. That's the scary part.
Hey.
I'm telling you. I'm glad you're getting a haircut.
I am, too.
I was worried about you.
God almighty, I am, too.
I'm telling you. That
I can't wait.
I'm telling you. Santa Claus is going to bring you Barbie dolls. You ain't real careful. Don't worry, Vince. He's going to bring you some, too.
Get them in, buddy. Get all them shots in, because I'm telling you, this is gone. Oh, I am too fat hair.
When I come back from London, you're going to have like a boy haircut.
Yeah, hey.
It's like, man, I left. There's a couple hot chicks over here. Now there's just one.
Hey, I just can't take it, boy. I had long hair for a long time at one point in my life, and I was okay with it.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of difference there. It was actually kind of cool back then.
Yeah, well, it's still cool now, but no.
Social circles is that
cool
in?
With people, not like cool on the back of my neck when it's stuck to it like wet toilet paper or something.
Ew.
Yeah, I can't take that, dude.
Ew.
So, SUVs. And, yeah.
I've got a good one.
What's that?
The most expensive SUV in the world, the Karlman King.
The Karlman King.
Karlman King.
Karlman.
Yes.
Not Carlton.
No, it doesn't dance. But it does have a refrigerator. And it starts at $3.8 million. But the price is customizable for each person.
That's cute.
Yeah. And it's handmade.
Point it ought to be.
Yeah, right.
By virgins.
Right. $3.8 million.
That's insane.
10,000 pounds.
How See, much?
That's insane.
10,000.
That's
ain't cracking the road.
That thing's stupid.
Yeah. Oh, it's you,
it's the, not even pretty, really, is it? It's just,
well, the inside though.
Yeah. It ought to be. I mean it's all right. It's cool.
But I mean it's got a refrigerator. It's got a PlayStation. It's got a 40-inch TV.
Why don't you get a motorhome and be done with it?
Exactly.
I mean, that's 4.6 miles to the gallon.
You can live in it.
You're going to have to.
You can't live in the Carlton or Carlman or whatever you call it.
You bought you going to.
The cart van.
It looks like something out of a comic book, though. It really looks like a tank or something.
Yeah. I was about to say, it should be because it's a joke.
It's a joke. I mean, that's stupid.
It's crazy.
That's that old saying, a fool and his money will soon be separated.
Mm-hmm.
The one fool that's got the kind of money to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what's funny, though, is the engine supplied by Ford. It started in China, hand put together in Europe, and then it's a Ford engine.
That's just good. It starts off bad, gets worse, and then dies.
God,
Lord,
my
Lord, Lord.
3.8 mil.
Starting at.
$3.8 million for an oversized Expedition.
Exactly.
That's just, I mean, that's smart money,
but
I reckon.
You know what, though? Like, you don't see the Expeditions like you used to. I got behind one at Starbucks today.
Yeah, I mean, they're out there, dude, but it's like you said, you don't see a lot unless it's a Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or a Yukon, you know, something
like that. Or an Escalade. That's the thing. General Motors has killed the sport utility stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they really have.
They really have.
And they're kicking with the little ones, too. You know, they got the Traverse and the
We stopped one
XT5,
of the Traverse today.
Yeah, the Traverse, the Cadillac XT5. I mean, they got some neat stuff out now. They got an XT4. Like Cadillac makes like one car now.
Yeah.
And like four sport utilities.
Yeah, they. Because they was making what?
No.
It's four?
No. The four, the five, and Escalade. So they make three.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the XT4, the XT5.
Yeah, I mean, they was making CTS, ATS, STS,
CBS, all them.
All them TSs.
Yeah.
And now they're just down to what? It was the ATS is what they're going to start making.
ATS is the last one, I think.
Yeah,
the latest.
That's the only thing that they're going to make.
Well, they make a CTS car, I think, too. So they make two cars and three SUVs. Yeah. They don't make the big caddies no more.
No, not anymore.
That makes me sad.
They don't make the big trucks, the Escalade trucks anymore, either, do they?
No, they don't make the XT trucks anymore. Those things didn't sell that great.
I love them, though, dude. Them things were pretty.
To me, and I'm not a diehard Ford guy, but when you talk about luxury trucks, I mean, I love the Denali trucks and all that stuff, but I love the old Lincoln Black ones. Those were bad news.
Man, them things were short.
That was me.
Yeah.
That had me bought it. And I'm not even a Ford guy, and I kind of like that.
That bed was shaped a little funny on them.
But that's what made it cool, though.
And I mean, I liked it. Yeah. I love the black wood.
That was classy.
You know, our homegirl over here don't like that wood grain.
No, that's another thing. That's the craziest thing ever. So, you know, all these luxury SUVs, and when you think luxury, what's the first thing you think of? Wood grain.
I just don't like wood grain.
What, girl? I'm going to tell you
something.
Do you realize what side of the hood you grow up on? We put a GT Grant wheel on everything.
I just do not like wood grain.
You don't hear 8-Ball and MJG gripping on wood grain.
I know. And I mean, I'll sing it all day long. I just don't want to be gripping on it in reality.
Shit, girl. You take your leather wrap all you want. I'll take that wood grain.
Yes, sir.
I want to be grabbing on a redwood. You know what
Back
I'm saying?
Back in our days, that signified pure class.
Exactly.
That's it. Like all your chrome and all of that junk didn't even matter if you didn't have wood grain.
You got to have wood grain.
Got to.
Okay, I'm just saying. That's player. That's class.
That's class.
That's
pimp.
Mean, that's what that is.
Exactly.
That's pimp. When you've got trees in there, that's good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the, I don't like wood grain.
Yeah.
I'm so weird about it. Like a black cherry wood grain, I like. And like the gray wood grain like we were looking at last night in the Tahoe, I like that. But
I love
the
that.
Red color, I cannot stand. I just do not like
Girl,
it.
Girl, that's burl wood.
Burl wood.
You know where burl wood grows? The Cadillac place. That's where it grows. That's some good looking stuff.
I just do not like it.
I love
and
it.
And my most hated thing is a white car with wood grain on the inside of it. Cannot stand it.
That's pimp.
Yes.
I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
I love it.
My homeboy Ope had that Cadillac when he was growing up, man. And everywhere you looked, it was either green velvet, crushed velvet, or wood grain.
I'm telling you, I won't make you think you're gonna get a splinter riding.
Exactly.
That with wood grain. I'm telling you, look, you got kindling everywhere.
You get cold to start burning the car.
There's more wood inside my car than inside a Lowe's. Okay? I like wood grain. I like wood grain. I think that's luxurious. I'm old school. You know what I'm saying?
I'm right there with you.
I tell you another thing that's crazy is backup cameras. Like, you know, like how that's become the norm.
And see, that's one thing that I have been looking for.
And I'm just as bad. But my truck's got it, and I don't use my mirror anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
I rely on a camera for everything.
See, I'm nervous about them. I guess because I ain't never had one to play with enough. But
I've gotten spoiled now. I'm just like crazy. I tell you what else spoils me. Is when you got all these commercial breaks.
Man, one of these days we're going to get a straight-through show.
I'm telling you. We're just going to talk these guys in like, hey, we'll talk about you guys at the end or something. Anyway. I guess we got to stop and take a commercial break.
I reckon.
Guys, hang tight. We're talking SUVs this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitt, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, Hot Rod and Happy Couple, Mini Trucking and Matrimony, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What up, what up?
Smitty is so polite. He always lets you go first.
I know, and he always, do you notice he looks at me?
He does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, is she going to talk first?
Well, see, because I'm sitting between you, so it's kind of like he's looking at me.
Yeah,
and
it's sexy,
and it makes me a little uncomfortable. I ain't gonna
lie.
He's such,
it's 2019, man.
You're such a stud. Such a stud.
That's right.
Oh.
Both of y'all got that good hair, too.
Yeah,
so.
We do got good hair. We do. We could be like some Paul Mitchell hair models.
I mean, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, y'all are like Hall & Oates.
Yeah, I don't have no clue what that is.
I know what Hall & Oates is. And, I mean, I like Sarah. That's a good song. Don't get me wrong, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so we're talking about SUVs, and of course, you know, you're probably wondering where the professor's at. You know why? He called in sick on us.
He did.
He's playing hooky is what he's doing.
And he see, called in something.
Mm-hmm. What?
I said he called in
called
something.
Something. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry. He's going to pay dear for it. When I get back from London... Because I'm flying out to go to London, England, to host the largest American car show outside of the United States. When I get back from my little British invasion, he's going to answer.
You like, need to put it to him.
We're going to have to sit down. Me and him's going to have a little come to Jesus meeting.
I agree, because I really need him here to, you know, go over SUVs. And
details.
And, yes.
Yeah, we need that guy. Where are you at when you need us?
Exactly.
Or where are you at? Where are you at when we need you, mm-hmm. not us?
He's all, yeah, I mean, Breezy, I'm going to help you find a car.
Breezy, I can help you do it. Yeah, mm-hmm. you see what he helps? Yeah, exactly.
And then he's like.
Lays out on you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Kobe Miller, a hot rodding cool guy. Nope, laid out on us.
Yep.
I'm telling you. It's hard to find good help.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know.
I mean, come on.
Act like it's a holiday.
Don't worry about me. I'm just leaving the country.
Yeah.
May I never mean, see me again.
See you when you get back.
I'm just saying.
If you make it back.
I'm going to be out partying with old Sam Hart. I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, I'm jelly. I ain't even going to front. I'm jelly.
Gonna be fun. Oh, I'm so jelly.
I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of running, a lot of talking. That's going to be a lot of fun, which luckily I'm pretty good at. So
I was about to say, you're perfect for that talking job.
I got between, the talking down.
Between you and Sam in England, that's just going to be amazing.
I think it's going to be bad.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Yeah, I just got a feeling that it may go bad. I don't know. I may not be able to go back. Be like, well, I can't go there no more.
You're banned from England.
I mean, I've been banned from eBay then. England, too. Oh, my goodness. Anyway,
the
guys.
England outlaw.
So, yeah, baby. So we're talking about SUVs, and we're just talking about how advanced they've gotten now, though. It's just over the top with technology. And this is the thing, you get spoiled with this stuff.
Yeah.
Like backup cameras. Now, if you've had a backup camera for 5 or 6 years, you get a vehicle without it. I can't drive this thing. I don't have a backup camera.
Dude, I remember one of the biggest things to hit a SUV was that little 7-8-inch monitor that flopped down that you put the DVD in. It had the,
I remember when you played the VHS in it.
Exactly. I mean, you know, rear-facing air-conditioned controls. I mean, you know. And now these things has got reclining seats and backup cameras.
They got everything in them. USB ports for days.
Yeah.
110.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you plug in little air conditioners in the back.
You plug in anything in the back.
I mean, dang, dude.
And I mean, these things are, I mean, it's insane the options these things have, and they're getting more, I mean, like more and more plush every day. Like, I mean, like, I don't know how many different ways you can do leather, but they're doing it that way.
Exactly.
You know,
and then if you don't like the factory options, you can always go to cat skins or something like that.
Exactly. Switch it up that way. I mean, but these things are really, really getting over the top. I mean, where's it going to stop? I mean, and then the thing is, where's the price going to stop?
Well, see,
I
it's
mean,
not going to.
I mean, these things are going astronomical.
I mean, think about it.
I mean, they're about to start financing SUVs for 15 years.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get somebody to pay $100,000 for an SUV, who's to say next year that I add a couple of more USB ports and 2 110s, that I can't get you to pay $115,000.
Well, this is my thing. I bought my first home about 18 years ago for less than $100,000. I bought a brand new house. I mean, it was nothing fancy, but a new house for less than $100,000.
But then
I couldn't buy a Tahoe for what I paid for the house now.
That is insane.
I mean, you really can't, dude.
And the thing is, like, at first it makes me feel old, but hell, it hadn't been that long.
None. Yeah, I mean, that's what?
Less than 20 years.
I sold it. Yeah, I lived in it 8 years, so I sold it 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, that's the thing. It's crazy. Like, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, and you can't even use the bathroom in an SUV.
I mean, Patrick was in husky sizes. <back then. laughs> It's husky.
Technically, you can use bathroom in an SUV, but I mean.
Well, you can use the bathroom technically in anything you want. It's just not made to.
Yeah. And it does not have the facilities.
Not yet,
anyway. Facilities.
Give it time.
That's really the only way you can go with it. I mean, start turning them into motorhomes, because there is everything that you can think of in these things.
Well, I mean, I remember growing up when I was young, and they said by now we'd have flying cars.
No, they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, they're getting bigger and bigger and more expensive.
Yeah. I mean, it's not always, the Jetsons
always,
yet.
I always imagine like a Jetsons car with dual exhaust.
That or Back to the Future.
Would it have a cam in
it? Yeah.
What kind of load would it have?
I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It'd make me a little nervous if Ford and Mopar made flying cars.
I agree.
Especially if they had like a Mustang flying car.
I think I would want to invest in a hard hat.
Yeah.
Things would be flying off of.
Parachute. Get about halfway down the sky or whatever you're going to call it that day.
But if this is the thing now, though. About the SUVs, too. I got a good one on this. So you pay $80,000, $90,000 for a four-wheel drive SUV.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to take it off-road?
No, absolutely not.
No. Of course not.
For one, they're too big.
Would you pay $90,000 for something to take in the woods and beat it to pieces?
No.
I mean, like I said, for one, they're too big. I mean, think about it, dude. Nothing is getting smaller except your Prius, but that don't count. But, I mean, your SUVs, I mean, they make full-size trucks look small.
You know?
I mean, so.
And this is my thing. I remember, like, when I bought my Rover back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, I bought my Land Rover, and I loved it, you know, and it was classy. It was a classy ride for 04.
Yeah.
But this is the thing that's nuts, is, like, they have these, like, little Land Rover, like, cruise-ins and things where they drive over, like, logs. And, like obstacle courses.
Yeah.
And these guys were telling me, I said, you've lost your damn mind.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to drive my Rover over that?
No.
Nah. No.
It ain't happening.
No. I'm uncomfortable parking it in a tight parking spot.
Yeah.
And you want to drive over somewhere? Have you lost your damn mind?
Well, I mean, think about it when the Excursion come out.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that, how big they were. You know, they let you like two or three foot on each side for the white lines on a lane in the road. And people lost their minds.
Oh, yeah.
And now the Suburbans and stuff.
Well, everything's getting bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, like, half tons are as big as 250s and then exactly. And 2500s. They're getting bigger. I mean, where does it stop? I mean, are we going to have six-door trucks next?
I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
It'd be the super extended cab.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the mega quad cab.
It wouldn't be the super crew. It'd be the whole crew cab.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be riding the whole crew. It's getting over the top, though.
It really
is. Or do you think this is going to be the opener for vans to come back? This is going to be the precursor to the van movement. It's going to be the van man again.
I think the
because you know all this stuff's in circles. It comes
I think
back.
The transits and stuff was them dipping their toe back into the vans and
oh yeah, well, you're seeing more and more of those things
yeah.
being customized and all that stuff.
And you really
and overseas,
are.
They're really very popular for being yeah. customers. Of course, they've been there for years longer than they've
yeah,
been.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, that's a pretty good point to make. I mean,
is it going to go back to vans? I mean, this is finally to the point. We've got. I need an SUV you can stand up in.
I don't see it really going more towards vans. I think they're going to do more electric SUVs before they get to vans.
Hell, it's going to be so much going on. You're going to need a nuclear power plant to run it.
Exactly. But they've already started. I think it's what the Jeep might have done it. There's one that's already started. But
you know, I got another one. Not to interrupt you a little bit, but like the Cherokees and stuff like that. The company that technically invented the SUV, Jeep, yeah. makes the smallest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do now.
And everybody else makes the biggest ones. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, I mean, the only thing they've changed really aesthetically, is adding two more doors on it
I tell
in
you,
the past 50 years.
I tell you where Mopar has dropped the ball, and or Fiat Chrysler, or whatever you want to call it, Daimler Chrysler, whatever it is now. They need to bring back the Grand Wagoneer and something that looks like yeah. the guy that designed the Challenger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him in a 87 Woody Grand Wagoneer
exactly.
and say, make me the new version of this. That thing, you would not be able to keep it.
Or a Ram Charger.
Put a new Hemi in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that classic style with the wood grain, that thing, people would go crazy. Every soccer mom would want one.
I want one right now.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of digging it myself. I'm liking that a lot. But I tell you what I'm not liking is these commercial breaks, man. Every time we got one
every
running up my pants
time.
Leg. Hang tight. We're talking SUVs this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts. And of course, in the studio, as always, we have our Hot Rods and Happy Hour, happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What up, what up?
So, I really think the Grand Wagoneer would be a good idea to bring back.
I think it would be an amazing idea.
I'm shocked with the popularity of the Grand Wagoneers that they haven't came back yet.
I agree, man. I mean, that right there really just kind of got me a little bit excited.
When you got people restoring the old ones to drive now, you would think, man, hey, we ought to build something like that. No, we'll make the Pacifica.
It surprises me with a lot of older cars because with this, as popular as it would be if they brought it back, it's like that in different brands.
Oh, yeah.
Of cars. I mean, they never bring back the one that they should bring back.
Never. And the one that nobody likes, yeah, we're going to bring that
back.
Yeah,
they're like, let's beat a dead horse and see if they like it better this time because we put another color on it.
And now it's red.
I mean,
still ugly.
You got to keep the color schemes going.
There's no color scheme in any car. That's one thing I've noticed over the last, 10 years, I guess. There's no color scheme in cars anymore. You get red, funeral home gray, black, blue, or that weirdo green color.
That's my dad's favorite. Every time you see a gray car, ain't had no other color but funeral home gray. Lord forbid! I thought it was a funeral procession coming through here. No, it's just you got your new car. That's nice.
But you think about when they used to come out with like really pretty color, like Mustangs. I mean, they've got the blue, they've got the yellow. Eclipses back in the day, the burnt orange kind of color was beautiful.
Like on the Corvettes, even the atomic orange.
Yeah,
like wild colors. Now the earth tones and the browns and the grainier colors are hot now. I mean, understand that.
There's no variety.
Black, white, and red's always going to be hot colors, hot ticket colors.
Yeah.
Blues are always going to be. There'll be a blue hue that's hot. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the bright colors are out. Mm-hmm. I tell you, remember the yellow Hummers and stuff?
Yeah.
That's
another
SUV.
The pink and the purple Hummers.
I think
Hummers.
That was the beginning of the mega SUVs was the Hummer coming back with the H2.
Man, I think them things was turds from day one.
You know, they weren't bad vehicles. I mean, one was a GM drivetrain, but I mean,
yeah, it was just, a Suburban drivetrain or something?
It was basically a Suburban. I mean, 8-lug 2500 Suburban with, you know, with a 6-liter gas engine in it. But, I mean, they're not bad trucks. We're still on the road.
I ain't never liked them since they come out.
I like the H1.
Nah, I ain't like that. The only one I liked was the one that had the truck bed on it. What was it, the H3?
No, that was the SUT, I think.
The SUT?
I think they called it H3 was little. That was like the Trailblazer.
Colorado,
yeah, that was the baby one.
That was like I'm like stepping my pimp game up.
Well, now that you called it the SUT, I don't like it anymore either. Thanks.
That's the junior version. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the junior version.
I've always liked Hummers, but I agree with you. I think that those were the first kind of utilitarian, military kind of looking ones that came.
You got to think about when they came out, and of course, you know, the Escalades when they came out, which, you know, Escalade came out, 99, 2000. 99 was the first year for the Escalade when it was the old body style Tahoes. Yeah. What's that, GMT 400, whatever they call it? Yeah, body style. Like when I came out with those, like that was the beginning, you know yeah. what I mean? And then over the next few years, they started getting bigger and plusher, and then you yep. throw Eddie Bauer on it, and next thing you know.
I forgot about Eddie Bauer Explorers.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, son, you didn't live unless you was rocking EV, yeah. baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot all about them. Which, I mean, all that was a bunch of badges and some leather seats, you know?
I mean, it was. It's like King Ranch stuff.
Yeah. That King Ranch is gorgeous, though.
I love that saddle leather.
Woo-hoo, boy, that's so pretty.
It's pretty till you sit on it, and then, like, it gets
yeah.
a scratch.
Scratch, yeah, and you're done.
yeah, it's ruined. It's like a pair of Air Force Ones. Like yeah. some white Air Force Ones. They're perfect till you wear them.
Yeah, exactly. They look good in a box.
Yeah, they look good. You open that door, like, ooh-wee, you sit it one time, it's dead.
Yep, done.
It's when
done.
Me and Smitty were moving in together, way back when, we were in rooms to go, and they had King Ranch recliners. In there.
It was couches. Remember, it was couches well, it was with the recliners on the either couch. End.
Yeah. Those God, were the most sexy. Beautiful thing. But the minute you sat in it, it's like you said, if there was a scratch, if there was anything, it'd be rent.
That's rent. The word of the day. Yes. Rent. It's like burnt with an R. Rent.
Yeah, that's
exactly what it is. Burnt. Rent.
I don't know. I don't see the SUV thing dying anytime soon. I see them getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious to see where it heads off at, like which direction mm-hmm. it goes in. I mean, you know, you got like you know the German automakers coming out, you know, with all their wild stuff.
Yep.
I mean, Porsche and Volvo and all these, you know, different. Well, Volvo Swedish, but you know what I'm saying. But all these different, you know, car manufacturers coming out with all these different ideas, and then on the American side, we're just making them bigger and bigger and bigger.
Exactly. Longer I mean, it's kinda and taller.
Like, it's almost like we're going back to the 50s.
Yeah.
Like I'm waiting for these things to get tail fins on them or something.
But I mean, what's crazy is they're getting that big and they're getting this heavy and long and wide and tall, but. They're still getting great gas mileage.
Well, and that's technology.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the technology that's there now. That and I mean, you know, the way these engines are built, that they can make massive horsepower and still get good fuel mileage yeah. to boot.
But what's also crazy, man, if you go back to our mini trucking episode, how we were talking about your Colorados and your Rangers and stuff like that getting to be like a normal full-size truck. Even the little small, like the Ford Escapes and, you know, the Traverse and stuff like that, they're getting bigger.
Yeah. Everything's getting bigger. There's no such thing as a small SUV.
Nothing.
Like, they want to get you started, like, oh, this is a little bit smaller one, then the next one they make's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And a little yep. bit, it's like Explorers.
Yeah.
Explorers have gotten huge.
And they're getting that weird shape to them, though.
They're getting
yeah,
that,
Explorers
they're
getting,
starting
to look weird.
They're getting that Rover shape to them, like the yeah. Rovers.
Yeah.
They look a lot Land Rovers, which I know they're kind of all in bed together.
Yeah.
Anyway, but still, that's... They look like a knockoff Land Rover. I'm just.
But they're pretty on the inside. I got to give
pretty,
it to
they are pretty on the inside.
And they run forever, too. I mean, they're a good, dependable vehicle, honestly.
The old school Explorers you couldn't kill.
You couldn't kill them, but when they die, they was done.
I tell you, I had a 5-liter one that I loved. That thing, you couldn't keep gas in it, but I love that thing.
Man, you couldn't keep gas. Which, I mean, what? There and again, the funny part, they took that 5.0. And they put the GT40 heads, they put the intakes and stuff on that they should have put on the Mustang.
Yeah, that thing would fly.
Yeah.
It would absolutely fly. I loved the V8 Explorers. Those were killer. Like I said, I tell you, the 360 Durangos would fly. Couldn't keep gas in them either.
But couldn't keep coolant in them either.
Couldn't keep oiling in them either.
Well, that's a common Mopar issue all the way around. But that's a subject for another day. But, you know, that's... That was the, I'll never forget, I had a friend of mine who was looking for a good deal on an SUV, and we found, this was 2002, and I bought a one-owner trade, I bought it through the night sale, one-owner trade, 99 Dodge Durango. I mean, this thing, I keep in mind, this thing's 3-4 years old, had 50,000 miles on it, four-wheel drive, 360, loaded out, leather. And she lived in Charleston. And I drove it from Greenville to Charleston, and it burnt like a tank and a half of gas going
yeah.
down there. I'm like, goodness gracious. I mean, like, I thought, well, man, it's got a little tank. No, it just drinks gas.
Yeah, exactly. Them 360s, they
fast. It had the power. It towed the mail. But, I mean, you couldn't keep that thing would pass anything but a gas station.
That's what I used to tell people when I had my Dakota with the 360 in. That thing passed, from one gas station to the next.
I'm telling you. You better have a good job. Breaking stuff over here.
Seat about throw me in the floor.
We're going to jam another commercial break in to buy a new office chair for Smitty.
I thought he was going in there before.
And some new drawers, buddy. That scared me.
Hell, it scared me. I'm just sitting over here. I about jumped in Bree's lap. Goodness gracious, alive.
I don't even know how that happened, dude.
That's sabotage.
Golly. I knew y'all made me sit in this chair for some reason.
I'm telling you. We're just going to slide over here. Oh, accident prone.
Get over there with old Dirty Finger if you want to.
That's messed up. You got me jammed between y'all like a rock in a hard place, you know? I don't know what to do. They got me all confused.
Hey.
I'm telling you. I feel like I need to go antibacterial and go office chair shopping. I'm just all confused.
Staple sales, hand sanitizer, and office chairs right down the road.
I'm telling you. Driving me crazy. I tell you what else driving me crazy. Can you believe we done burned through 2 hours already, man?
Man, when you have fun, time flies.
That went fast.
We just scratched the surface on SUVs. Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.